Why do you call him Lord when he doesn't know you? Why do you call him Lord when he doesn't know you? Why do you call him Lord when he doesn't know you at all? When he doesn't know you at all, tell me why, would you call him Lord when he doesn't know you? Why would you call him Lord when he doesn't know you? Why would you call him Lord when he doesn't know you at all?
When he doesn't know you at all.
If I could ignore it, don't you think I would? But he said, people will knock on the gates and he will say, depart, I don't know you, you workers of iniquity. And they will remind him of all that they did in his name. And he will say, yes, you used my name, but I don't know you. Why would you waste your time figuring in the midst of his people, being numbered amongst Israel, only numerically, but never being known of the Messiah? There's something about you, my friend. When you walk into your home, a whirlwind is supposed to get in there. Why would you call him Lord when he doesn't know you? In the life of the ministry of Jesus Christ on the face of the earth, every time he commended faith, it was not of a son of Israel. It was always of a Gentile. Great faith found amongst the people that God did not look for. He said, I've been found of a people who did not seek me. Why is it always, sir, that the children of the house always miss the chance of receiving the anointing of the house? You know, I came here in the same auditorium during the funeral of that great man of God, Pastor Ina. And I was beginning to wonder how many people in the house truly factored the anointing that was upon his life. Then it occurred to me that many strangers came into this hall just once for a service and took an anointing and left. It's the story of Israel. Strangers come and partake of that which was meant for sons. And the sons are dying of hunger and thirst. Jesus called Judas Iscariot friend, even at the point of betrayal. Friend! Do you betray me with a kiss? He was hoping that those words would strike a chord in his heart. After all these years, you were the only person I gave a portfolio to, the purse. You embezzled it and never for once publicly derided you or condemned you. Do you betray me with a kiss? That man walked through here and built this edifice and built up many lives, and he's gone now. What are you going to build? Who will you raise? Which blind eyes will you open? But you are busy in disobedience with God. As many received him, to them gave him power to become sons. And as many as I led by that Spirit, they are the sons of God.